Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
The 20th annual Denim & Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim & Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
Livestock futures ended the day higher again, green across all contracts. December lives are up 22 cents at 135.75, capping off a two-day rally here. We're still below the moving average on the December, which is 136.60. The February, the next contract out, up 45 at 137.37. That was also about a three-day rally, still below the moving average. We've also seen some 135 cash trades. So that's about, 3 weeks in a row now that we've been lower. 42, then 36 and 7, and now 35. So kind of disappointing here as we go into the end of 2021. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have an on-feed report, which the average guesses are being released here. Looks like on-feed somewhere around 100%. Placements and marketing, both 103% of last year's numbers. That report will be tomorrow. Now, typically, that's on a Friday after the close, but with the markets closed on Friday, that report is coming out on Thursday after the close, one day early. Feeder cattle, January up 92 at 161.77. The March is up 10 at 161.92. The April's up 15. Some strength here on the January. So it's interesting to see the January gaining on the March as much as they are being the front month here. Technically speaking, just like the live cattle, we've had a three-day rally here, but we're still below some critical moving averages.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
Well, the grain futures were green here. We had corn up anywhere from 2 to 5 cents, with March up 4.25 at 602.5. July corn 4.75 higher at 602. So we're above $6 here, and that's the first time here in the March contracts. I was sort of expecting some continued follow-through buying here or some buy stops being hit as the market made new highs. Then your trend followers adding to the length as it also got stronger. Beans were also extremely impressive, about 20 to 22 cents higher here on the front end. January, we're up 20.75 at 13.28. That's the highest they've been going back all the way through the summertime. So just under a dollar rally since about the middle part of December. So really, really strong market there in the beans. Wheat up 15 or so in the Chicago wheat, 10 to 12 higher in Kansas City, which put Kansas City July at 8.40.5, up 11.5. This drought and other problems, not just in the U.S. and the hard red winter wheat belt, but also in South America, having some drought issues there is really lifting the grain futures around all the markets. The cotton up to about 150 today, put March at 108.83, up 156. Currently, the stock market is up about 200 in the Dow. The S&P is up about 34. Crude oil up about $1.69, put February at 72.81.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.